with other world leaders in Europe. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. President Biden has arrived in Europe, where he will attend a G7 summit in Germany. Fox's Peter Ducey has more from Tulfs, Austria.
A big part of the president's plan is to talk to other world leaders about reducing their emissions. Russia's a big focus as well, as NATO leaders plan to huddle about how to refocus their resources away from Afghanistan and towards the threats posed by China and Russia, particularly in the cyber realm. The Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, is already on the continent trying to figure out how to help backfill food supplies that are disrupted in Ukraine right now.
The president will later attend a NATO meeting in Madrid. Before leaving, President Biden signed a new gun reform bill.
Well, this bill doesn't do everything I want. It does include actions I've long called for that are going to save lives. It funds crisis intervention, including red flag laws. It keeps guns out of the hands of people who are a danger to themselves and to others.
The legislation will also toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers. Protests continue across the country and outside the Supreme Court in D.C. after justices struck down Roe v. Wade. Fox's Alexandria Hoff is there with the latest.
There's been this ongoing back and forth between pro-choice advocates and pro-life advocates. It seems the pro-choice advocates are outnumbering out here. That here in Washington, D.C., plus 16 other states, there will be no reduction in abortion access, even with the undoing of Roe v. Wade. There's already laws on the books that protect that.
More than a dozen states are banning abortion, with some exceptions. Pfizer says it's tweaking its COVID-19 vaccine specifically for safety and effectiveness against the Omicron variant. Regulators will soon debate whether to offer updated booster shots this fall. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Former President Trump will rally in Illinois today.
Former President Trump is set to rally his base at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Mendon, in northwestern Illinois, just days before the state's primary election. Trump's rallied alongside U.S. Republican Rep. Mary Miller, who's locked in a bitter primary race with another GOP incumbent, Rep. Rodney Davis, in the state's 15th district, which was redrawn by the state's Democratic-led General Assembly. And as Republicans in a six-way primary for governor also vie for the former president's endorsement. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Good news about two sailors who were on their way to Europe from the U.S.
Yanni Nikopoulos and Dale Jones had left Virginia on June 8th, bound for the Azores off Portugal. But last week, Jones called his daughter to say their boat was struck by lightning 460 miles from the Virginia coast. However, they had rigged a spare sail and were returning home. But then nothing. After 5 days of no radio contact, Jones's daughter called the Coast Guard, which reported the two sailors missing. Fast forward to Friday, when the crew radioed the Coast Guard to say they're fine and don't need help as they sail back to Virginia. A Coast Guard official calls it truly wonderful. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Federal lawmakers are offering up free lunches.
Congress has passed a bill to keep up the pandemic-era distribution of free meals for all students this summer. The extension comes less than a week before rule changes for child nutrition programs were set to expire. The bill now goes to President Biden to sign. The rules were put in place soon after COVID-19 disrupted schools nationwide so that summer meal distribution sites could offer to-go meals in any community with need, rather than just where there's a high concentration of low-income kids. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.